Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. My name is Lori Wilson and I'm truly honored to be filling in for Candy G today on Nothing But Good News Radio. I do believe today is a divine appointment. A few weeks ago, I was having a conversation with Candy over the phone about the amazing conscious events Stop, Breathe, and Smile is bringing to the South Florida area when Candy, or shall I say the universe, popped the question, asking me if I'd like to host the show. I immediately said yes to the universe, although my friends, this is my very first time hosting a live show, and I must say that I'm just feeling the fear and doing it anyway, so here goes. Nothing But Good News Radio helps listeners transform ordinary events into extraordinary moments. Candy, the founder, is dedicated to bringing greater awareness to broadcast programming and satisfying the increasing public demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living through quality programming. On the Nothing But Good News Radio show, you'll hear interviews with great leaders of today, along with those everyday inspirational stories that reflect personal breakthroughs. This program focuses on the most current trends in science, philosophy, human potential, leadership development, team building, visionary qualities, and improvements for personal development with practical solutions for better living in an ever-changing world. Today, we have a delicious show. Our guests today are Deva Pramalan-Mitten, and later calling in, Ashru is from Here to Here. Deva Pramalan-Mitten met in India in 1990 and soon began a journey into love and creativity that has taken their inspiring blend of song, mantra, and meditation to a worldwide audience. Deva Pramalan-Mitten have received accolades from such luminaries as His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Cher, Anthony Robbins, and Eckhart Tolle. However, they said the real impact of their music is reflected in the powerful testimonials from people of all walks of life who are seeking a musical respite from their daily stresses, as well as those looking to learn meditation. Their music and love has evolved into worldwide recording sales of over 1 million units, and they consistently fill concert halls around the globe. And they will be gracing downtown Miami at the Gusman Center for Performing Arts on Saturday, October 15th at 7:30 p.m., thanks to Stop, Breathe, and Smile. And let me just stop, breathe, and smile as I welcome Deva and Mitten to the show. Deva.
Hi, Nori.
Hello. Hello, beloved. How are you?
We're very good. We're in Atlanta.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. And is Mitten with you?
Yeah, you know, I'm just, he is, but it's mid-10.
Like mid-10.
Me 1, me 2, me 3, me 4.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Well, Deva, I've been listening to your music of love for many years, and when I'm exposed to the melodious mantra, it puts me, like, in a state of peace and calm and tranquility. However, being present when you perform live is a powerful experience of pure bliss. And I'm looking forward to your Miami visit. So most recently, I've been listening to your new album, which you've titled Password. Can you tell us why you selected to name your album Password and perhaps the meaning behind that?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what you say. It's like when you've listened to the mantras, you've experienced bliss, you know, and that's the power of the mantras, the power of the password, that you can access that space of contentment and of peace, of not wanting anything or not being drawn back and forth by your mind, but that you can experience the power of the moment and the aliveness and the joy of being in the moment. And that's the power of the mantras, of the sacred Sanskrit sound vibrations.
And as such, they are passwords, you know. That's exactly the reason that the mantras are, in fact, passwords to a door into peace, into inner peace, yeah.
Perfect. So for people that are not familiar with the Sanskrit chants or the mantras, what do you say to them about the music? And would they enjoy the concert? Of course.
Yeah, the ancient Sanskrit language is also called the mother language, and so it's our experience is that we actually respond to it on a very deep level that's beyond the knowledge of where it comes from or the background or the connection with India, or, you know, it seems to just speak to us on a cellular level. And it's not even necessary to know the translation of the mantras, although we always make sure that we give them in a concert. So it really speaks to everyone. It's been amazing to see how, you know, as we receive emails from people who have come across the music, how they respond to it in, like, even animals respond to it, even pets, you know, they come running to the speaker, or also autistic children who usually haven't been communicating respond to the mantras in a very specific way. So it's, for me, again and again, an evidence that it's a universal language.
And in that universal language, of course, there's the opportunity to either sing with us, which is what we invite people to do with these mantras, because when you actually sing the sounds, they resonate in your body. You know, it becomes a spiritual gathering as opposed to an entertainment. It becomes a service that we all participate within, and that's what people can expect. And by that, I don't mean that it's very serious or... Well, it's never serious when spirituality is lived. It's always a joyful and blissful gathering of people, and that's basically what you know. It's what we experience on this tour of America as we've been traveling the last 30 days. It's that the people who come become friends, become a community for the evening, and it helps to ease that pain of loneliness or isolation that we may be feeling in our life. Not that it's only that, but there's a feeling of celebration of life and of gratitude, and the mantras bring that out in all of us. The music itself is very beautiful because we have Deva, who's a great singer, and the music that we play includes a feel of India, because we have an Indian bamboo flutist with us, and his name is Manoj. He's from Kathmandu, and he's a fantastic musician. So the three of us create a very sacred and spiritual healing environment for an evening of chanting and laughter and celebration, silence and meditation.
Right. Mitten, thank you so much. We're going to take a commercial break right now and segue back into Shyam.
Amerijet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipment online and receive an instant discount. Amerijet websites provide free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I've ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back, Deva Premal and Mitten. You were just listening to one of their tracks from their latest...
And Laurie, not Mitten, Mitten.
Mitten. I apologize. We were just listening to one of your tracks, Cheyenne. Could you tell us how that track came to be?
Right, yeah, the name is actually Charm. If you can know that. And Charm is a... Actually, it's in Nepali, this track. And it came out of the collaboration between Manoj and Mitten and I. And it's a song of longing for the divine, you know, to have the vision and to have the darshan of the divine.
You know, like we always look for peace somewhere outside ourselves. And this song is a song that says that the only way to really access peace is an inner peace that we find within ourselves. So that's basically what the song says.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And Stop, Breathe, and Smile has a tagline where they bring entertainment for peace. And I believe that, you know, everything that you're about is true entertainment. Entertainment. Innertainment. I love it.
I like that. Entertainment. Yeah, that's cool.
So I know that you both met in India over 21 years ago. Can you share a little more about your journey together?
Well, we met in an ashram. We were there for meditation and for personal growth and to access that inner peace that we've just been talking about, and an inner smile that you were just mentioning. And we were there among thousands of other people, and we met, as you do, quite by chance, and we became friends, and through that friendship, the music grew. I was responsible for the music in the ashram at the time, and Deva was actually studying bodywork. She's a really good bodyworker and shiatsu practitioner and reflexology practitioner, and we met there. She had experience with music because her parents were both musicians, and I brought her into the meditations as a musician, and she grew into a really great singer and a great musician. And that was 20 years ago. That was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. She was just a young girl then at 20 years old. I was already 42, you know, so we have a big age difference, 22, 23 years. And so for the last 20 years after we left India, we first of all settled in Europe, in Italy. And we played our music there and shared our meditations and our teachings. And then, you know, it just grew into a place where more and more people wanted to come and see us, and more people wanted to have the CDs and the music we were making. And without really trying, because we never really expected this to be the kind of music that would fill theaters. But that's what has happened. And now we travel all through Europe and all through Australia and all through the States every year, playing this peaceful and uplifting music to people who recognize that they need some kind of peace in their lives that you don't get from, you know, the television and the movies and the music that you hear on the radio. There's a deeper sense of peace in this music, and it sustains us so that we can travel. Over the years, like I said, 20 years, we travel continually. We don't have a home base. We just travel. And to do that for 20 years, of course, you have to have something that nourishes you. And not only the music and the material, but also the love we have for each other. And it just sustains us and keeps us going. It's a kind of miracle, really, Laurie, but we're happy to be living it, you know?
Oh, and I'm so happy that you are living it and that I'm able to experience it. You know, my next question was, where does your inspiration stem from? And I think you just answered it in part, the love. Is that where your true inspiration comes from?
Yeah, that's the bottom line. That's definitely the bottom line. It's love. Yeah. That's as simple as you can get it. I mean, love has a million connotations, of course. But originally the music came out of our love for our guru. And he was the guy who helped us to access a peaceful space within ourselves through meditation, you know. And that's not necessarily a easy path. It could be a rocky path, you know, because you face your demons, and at the same time, you get to love your demons. And when you love them, they're not demons anymore. They're part of a celebration of who we are. And that's what our guru helped us to see. And so, of course, when somebody can teach you that and give you a glimpse of what can be, then of course you feel a deep love for that human being, and that's where the music originated from. Yeah. So, and the love for each other, of course, like I said, and it's a continuing discovery, and a mysterious one too, because we don't have any set path or signposts, you know. We like to live in the moment, and we like to respond to the moment. So that's how we like to live.
Oh, that's perfect. I've heard you say, and have heard heard from Deva mention that you say, all is welcome here. All is welcome here. Can you expand on what that truly means to you?
Yeah, well, when I wrote that song, it was a statement that that in a holy or sacred gathering, and that means to be in the here and now, we welcome everything, even if it's something that we would label bad, because it's there. And if we don't welcome it, then it cannot be transformed. So, you know, if we try and push something away, then it only gathers energy and gathers strength. So by welcoming it and attempting to understand it and acknowledging the fact that it's there, it becomes something very different to what originally it may have been. And so the point of that song to say all is welcome here is basically, you know, it says, you know, bring your laughter and bring your tears. You know, all is welcome, because in a sacred gathering, when we sing that song in a concert, it's true. It's true. Whatever is in that room is welcome, because then we can be together in a honest and very real attitude with each other. And usually in the concerts, it's a atmosphere of deep peace. But you know, whatever. And right now, you know, we have to live in the moment to access that kind of understanding and the beauty of the moment. So that's what that song means.
Thank you so much.
Does that make sense?
It makes complete sense. It resonates completely with me. I truly appreciate everything you do and everything you are.
Thanks. That's really sweet.
Well, Miami is the culmination of your Password tour. However, last year you also performed at the Gusman in downtown. Can you share a little about your experience with the venue and the love that you received from your Miami audience?
Yeah, we always love it in Miami. We've been there many, many years, and we also really very much enjoy our friendship with Hal Martin and Marcia, who organize the gathering there. And it feels like another station of home along the way. So it's a nice place to wrap up the tour. That's where we let go of our bus, which we got on in Seattle 3-4 weeks ago, and made our way across America to culminate our tour in Miami. Perfect.
Thank you so much. I realize you have a concert this evening to prepare for, and we love having you on the show. I wish you beauty and light for your show tonight, and smiles in every moment.
Thank you so much, Laurie.
Thank you so much. And again, many blessings to you, and I'll see you in Miami.
Yeah. See you on Saturday.
See you Saturday. Thanks. Stop, Breathe, and Smile is honored to bring these rock stars of the yoga world back to Miami for the fourth year. An evening with Deva Premal and Mitten with Minos is this Saturday, October 15th, at the Gusman Center for Performing Arts, located at 174 East Flagler. Tickets are still available. I found that no matter where one sits in the Gusman, it's always a beautiful experience. There are no bad seats. Every seat is sacred. For more information, visit www.stopbreatheandsmile.org and www.devapramalmitten.com. www.candygmail.com.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights and provides services to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station. Part of the Wall Street Business Network. 880 AM, The Biz.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there.
So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff. Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
I'm Susan Lucci. More than 2 million Americans have a type of irregular heartbeat called atrial fibrillation, or AFib, putting them at greater risk of stroke.
I'm Dr. David Willis, and I frequently see patients with AFib, a serious condition where a blood clot can travel from the heart to the brain, causing a stroke.
When I found out my husband Helmut had AFib, I pledged to learn everything I could.
Susan and I, along with my doctor, work as a team to help reduce my risk of AFib-related stroke.
Visit FacingAFib.com today.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. My name is Lori Wilson, and I'm filling in for Candy G. Joining us for the second half of the show is Ash Ruiz. Ash was recently revealed to be the legitimate love child of John Lennon, Aunt Jemima, Carmen Miranda, Prince, Lisa Lampanelli, Rumi, and your own precious little heart. Having performed in his teens for millions of screaming fans across the planet with Latin sensation band Menudo, Ash then dove off the top of Machu Picchu in an intense period of open awareness and self-inquiry among the shape-shifting shamans and their wondrous means of dying deep in the Amazonian rainforest. emerging with a faint note of jungle essence on his breath. His eyes washed clean of descriptive frameworks, he began to sing the song of effortless wholeness. Ash, in all of your juicy deliciousness, I would like to welcome you to the show.
Ooh, thank you so very much. I love hearing how juicy you read that. This is so cute.
Oh. So where are you?
Hi there. Wow, I am actually at an airport. I'm here. We're picking up one of the musicians that's going to be part of the new album.
Okay, perfect. So
it's really, really cool.
Okay, so here we are.
Yeah, I'm in California, though.
Yeah, I know. You're on tour.
No, it's so much fun.
Oh. So here we are, and I wanted to ask you, obviously, a few questions. Where does your music come from, and what do you want people to experience as they listen?
Oh, I love it. Well, you know what's so much fun is that with everything that we do, it's really cool how, you know, depending on the space we are in, when art comes through, it's like people get a chance to tap into that and resonate with that. So, the music, you know, after my diving off the top of Machu Picchu into the rainforest of Peru and being with shamans, after I lived in Iquitos for a while, which is in Peru, and I came back to the States, I started writing these songs that were more like, you know, musical confirmations to what is completely innate and ever-present in every human being, regardless of circumstance, regardless of level of consciousness, regardless of thoughts, regardless of anything, that clear, crystal awareness, light, love, infinity that's ever-present, just communicating to itself. So that's what Here to Hear has always been about, this moment, saying hello to itself, and what a funner way to say hello to itself than with music and rhythm and melody and rhyme. So it's really been gorgeous.
Perfect.
To have this experience, yeah.
So what exactly are you doing in California?
Wow. Well, you know, we came to do an amazing event called Leaders Causing Leaders. That was last Saturday. I got to lead a workshop there called One Human Voice, and which was just a complete and utter beautiful laugh fest and kind of like someone calls it a love jacuzzi of purity and transformational yumminess. And I was like, hey, that sounds cool. And I did that. Then we did a performance in Ojai, which is one of my favorite parts of California. And we have some other performances. We're doing San Jose and San Diego. And we're just kind of wrapping up the Here to Hear experience right now. Each of us are moving into new directions. Mm-hmm. And we just wanted to say goodbye to our West Coast fans, you know, with I don't want to say one last time, because you never know what's going to happen in life, but it kind of seems that way right now. But we're all such good friends and so in love with each other and what it is that we're doing that I'm sure that our hearts are available to be present for us to come back together and do something else. But as of right now, we're moving into different movements, and I'm going to be recording my solo album, which I'm so excited to do. Yes.
So what happens so now? Excited. What are your immediate goals? You're recording this new
album? I love it.
Yes.
Yeah, well, songs have been coming through, and I have all the songs, so now I just have to kind of pick the one. I think I'm going to start with an EP, so I got to pick out of, you know, a couple hundred songs, pick six. six songs that I really resonate with at this time in my life, and then go and record them. I'm kind of getting the producers together and musicians. If there are any producers and musicians listening to this that resonate with the direction of where the music is going, in terms of message or pointing or love, sharing love, please, you know, contact us. But everything's coming together in an incredible way. You know, all the players are appearing, and it's really, really cool to see it unfold.
I love that. I love that. I'm going to go into some experiences that you've had. Who have you performed and shared the stage with?
Wow, so many amazing artists, so many amazing people. Let's see. I'm trying to like going through my Menudo Rolodex, thinking of all the different people we performed with. The first person that's coming to mind that I thought was a really big experience for all of us was, what's his name? Howard Stern. I don't know why out of all the people he's the one coming to mind.
Howard Stern and Here to Hear. Okay.
Howard Stern and Here to Hear.
We did
do performances like Angelique Kidjo, Babyface. We've done a lot of festivals with incredible people headlining. We performed at the same stage with Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill was doing a performance. We've also performed with different master teachers that are on the planet pointing to what is here, like Byron Katie and Gangaji Adyashanti, Deepak Chopra. So it's just been a blessing. There's really such good people doing good work on this planet, and it has been fun being the soundtrack for that experience.
And what is your inspiration? What inspires you to do what you do and be who you are?
What inspires me is the yummy effortlessness of a relaxed heart. And how we can skip the middleman of all the things we think we'll need in order to be relaxed and at peace, and go just relaxed right into what is already relaxed, and seeing that relaxation in other people's faces. You know, there's nothing more delicious than being with somebody and knowing who they are truly, truly, clearly, clearly, deeply, deeply, sweetly, sweetly. And in that knowingness, it kind of invites them to relax into that knowingness as well. And to sit there with somebody and look them in the eye and only see yourself and to only know the fullness and yumminess of life being life right now and all of its abundant glory. Oh my gosh.
Oh, and on a spiritual level, there's only one of us here.
Oh, there's only one of us here. Hallelujah. It's so sweet. Yeah, because then you notice that one of us here naturally, effortlessly loves and is kind and is peace and looks for solutions and looks for innovative ways to deal with the certain problems we face in the world as a species. So, yeah, it's really good time.
So
really great time.
As a species, do you believe that many people of our species are shifting and awakening at this time?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's like, it's really nice. It's like we're kind of reaching this point of, you know, moving from the teenage kind of rebellious, in some parts of the world, it may be like a two-year-old, mine, 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 mine. But there is this blossoming maturity that's taking place. I could see in people's eyes. You know, a true willingness to be that which we see in the world, as opposed to trying to force it onto somebody else. You know, we really have an opportunity to take responsibility for being the peace, for being the kindness, for being the love that's in the world. And it's really powerful to see that blossoming. Yeah, I meet people every day at Leaders Causing Leaders. It was just hundreds of people there committed to being the change they wish to see. And I'm just so amazed.
Is there anything you would suggest to someone who is becoming aware of their own shifting?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, in my experience, I find nothing more sweeter than having moments, taking time throughout the day, taking time in your life, whether you're at the grocery store or at home with family or having a conversation with somebody on the airplane, to take a moment to notice what's here, to get familiar with what's naturally stable, to get familiar with what's naturally present, and to notice that, you know, our most basic awareness has always been here. Our most basic awareness, whether a moment of feeling enlightened and feeling at one, or a moment of feeling really bad and crummy, there is an aspect of life that is the same, that isn't moved by the ups and downs of one's experience. And in resting in that stability, that's where all the power is. That's like the space between the notes that make the music. And that's the space where infinite intelligence lies and is readily available to move forth in a clear way through your hands, through your voice, through your talents, through your gifts, through your visions, and really support an effective transformation on the planet. So yeah, just a moment of resting. Right now you can stop. I love my friend Hal and Marcy that have their company, Stop, Breathe, and Smile. It's really that simple.
It really is that simple.
Yes.
We would just take a moment to stop, breathe.
Yeah, and it's really yummy also in our stopping. We can notice all the abundance that is here. You know, there's a lot of talk about abundance and trying to get to a place of abundance. And then in that, trying to search for abundance, the effortless abundance of life being life, of the universe and all of its fullness right now, gets overlooked, and we miss out on the support we have of the chair, and the support we have of the floor, the support we have in the oxygen, the support we have with the technology, the support we have with our senses. I mean, there's no end to finding what we have to be grateful for in this moment. It's really cool.
Thank you, Ashley. Ashley, we're going to take a really brief commercial break.
Okay.
And we'll get right back to you. Ashley's website is www.ashruiz.com.
Help shipping. Amerjet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerjet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Amerjet is fast and easy. Schedule all caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Amerjet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website amerjet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
By life's heartbeat, I was too busy being afraid and clinging to my seat. Oh,
I found some day I just got up and I'm not coming down. I'm not coming down. I'm not coming down.
You were listening to Dance of Liberation from Here to Here, Always Here album, which is now available at www.heretohere.com. Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. My name is Lori Wilson, and I am filling in for Candy G today on Nothing But Good News Radio. Here with us is Ash Ruiz. Ash?
Hello there.
Hello, beloved.
Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful moment. I just want to say hello to Candy G, give a shout-out to Candy G, and a thank you.
Oh.
Last time we were there, we had so much fun, and I like to say that our YouTube video that we filmed there, we did a song called Yes, and that's one of our highest-viewed YouTube videos because the energy was so delicious there in that studio. So big shout-out to Candy G, and thank you for all the wonderful work she's doing on the planet.
Yeah, and
so happy you're here today.
Thank you. I just played Dance of Liberation from the Here to Here, the new album that you have available. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. A dear friend of mine named Parashakti, she puts together these Dance of Liberation workshops. And she is a sweet spirit, a powerful shaman, and just a wonderful shapeshifter of love and devotion. And she's amazing. And she asked me if I'd write a song. And I said yes, but, you know, I don't like to just say, okay, yes, and start writing it. You know, I kind of like saying yes. It's kind of like making an order to the universe and then being completely available, seeing when it's going to come through. And even making an order that says, like, maybe in, like, 2 weeks or in a week or in 2 days, I'd love to be open and available for the song to come through. And that's how it happened. We talked about the song. About a week later, I had a dream with this melody and this music, and I even saw the video for the song, and it was great. I got to wake up with a song in my bed.
Very, very. And
it's this song, Dance of Liberation. And, yeah, it's one of the favorites on the album right now. People are really loving it.
Yeah, it's very upbeat, and it's truly, you could just dance. Just dance. Yes, it just makes you want to dance. Yes. Completely.
It just makes you want to dance, I know. And then there's a moment that it has that kind of, like, sacred Native American drumming and chanting in it. And we even have one of Parashakti's elders doing some vocals on that part as well. And it's a really powerful song because, you know, when we get down to it, after all the work is said and done, all we want to do is dance.
All we want to do is dance. That's all we want to do. It's play and dance.
Play and dance, play yes. And dance. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate.
Ashley, I'm going to go back to talking a little bit about your experience with Menudo. I know you were with Menudo in the 90s.
Yeah.
How did you go from making syrupy, sweet Latin pop songs to heart-centered, profoundly lyrical experiences?
Well, you know, while I was a teenager doing those wonderful lyrical pop, syrupy, delicious songs, life was kind of, you know, life was rubbing me the right way. Life was giving me all the tools I needed to kind of take a deeper look as to who I am and what's going on. At that time, as a teenager, my father, he was terminally ill. He had AIDS, and it was, you know, really profound experience to kind of, at that time, the particular drugs that were used didn't really help much. Mm-hmm. So people were living for about 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And, during that, I got to watch him, in a sense, deteriorate, his body deteriorate. But one thing that was very powerful is that as his body was deteriorating, his spirit was soaring, and his essence was beaming. And the lessons that he was giving me, the conversations we would have, I could see now, you know, the way my life is continuously unfolding, I can see how it's influenced that. So I had a lot of thoughts about, you know, what happens when one dies, you know, what really dies. And then traveling with Menudo, going from all these different countries, that really helped me kind of get a sense to notice that, you know, we all cry and laugh in the same language, and that we all really are the same. We're the same not just in our beauty and our mystery, but we're also the same in our fears and absurdities and insecurities. And in that recognition, there's a total humility of the heart. And also, we would go to beautiful places like Machu Picchu, and I had powerful spiritual experiences there. And so when my contract was up, I knew that something was coming through of a different substance, of a different quality. And who better than me to be available to share that, in a sense, you know, because of my life experience and what it is that I find that I love. It's just really is a blessing to share this that I love. So yeah, Menudo was a great teacher.
You know, it sounds to me like, you know, you really weren't walking away from anything. You were walking towards something.
Oh, I love that. Yay, thank you very much. And that kind of reminds me, when I was in the rainforest, that was one of the biggest moments for me. I had all this fear of like, oh my gosh, nobody knows where I am. There's no cell phones here. There's no ointments. You know, there's all kinds of insects and poisonous this and poisonous that. And who knows if this, you know, I heard rumors that this tribe were headhunters and, you know, all these things that I could have easily latched onto and turned back. But one of the things that I did notice is as I looked down at my feet, they were still moving forward. They were still walking. And that was trustworthy. There was an intelligence here that was moving and willing and looking forward to. And that's where the good stuff lies in life. So I love that you said that.
No, thank you. Would you say that's one of your bigger life lessons? Just falling into that juiciness?
Absolutely. I love that. Yeah, following that juiciness, following that bliss. It kind of, you know, we kind of, it feels like fear. Like I like to say, you know, in my workshops, a lot of people go through, you know, trying to harness or trying to overcome getting nervous. But I like to say nervous energy is nothing but support, nothing but the universe rushing in a space of undefinable wholeness, even, you know, birthing something new, birthing something fresh. And in our recognition of that, we could completely relax into that trust, into that extra energy, and be available for something that we can't even imagine to come through. You know, it's that zone that artists get into, and they're like, wow, you know, I'm not even there. When the paintbrush starts moving, or the voice starts singing, the body starts moving, the hand starts writing. We have the capacity to live every moment like that in our lives in a creative way.
You know, it's...
So, yeah,
it's
less.
Thank you, Ash. You know, it's funny. The beginning of the show, I was making mention that this is my very first time hosting a live show, and all I had to say is I'm just feeling the fear and doing it anyway.
Oh, so, how beautiful. Yeah. Yes.
It's perfect. It's just perfect.
I so love that. Perfect, perfect. Yes.
So here we're going to take another commercial break and segue into another one of your beautiful songs.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean, AmeriJet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. AmeriJet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call AmeriJet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Packers.
Vikings.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But when we live united, we make a real difference in the building blocks of life. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly so do our communities. Real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
All because we think too much. Enslave and kill our sisters and brothers in the name of heaven's blood. Oh, we lie to pretend the lies of our fathers, and we die to protect the fears of our mothers, and we kill to ensure we don't ever face the unknown. That's the only face we've ever known. Where is the space? Where is the freshness for a new horizon? To
welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. My name is Lori Wilson, and I'm filling in for Candy G. Today, joining us today is Ash Ruiz. Ash, recently revealed to be the legitimate love child, John Lennon, Aunt Jemima, Carmen Miranda, Prince, Lisa Lampanelli, Rumi, and your own precious little heart. I love that. I just had to say it again.
That's funny. Yeah.
We were just listening to, to part of Promising for All.
Yeah.
Can you take us into that experience?
Oh, yes, Promising for All. You know, that's what's, you know, at our best, all of us are living our lives in ways that are of benefit. At our best, all of us are living our lives in ways that all of our gifts and talents and creative genius are coming through and are being used in ways that are truly beneficial to every human being on the planet, leaving nobody out. And this song was just inspired by that sweetness in the heart that just loves everybody and really wants everyone to thrive and do well. It started coming through when we were in Vancouver. We were on a ferry crossing over from Vancouver, the city, to Vancouver Island. And it was just so beautiful. And, I just started hearing the melody. We do some unthinkable things to each other, all because we think too much. And in that, it's kind of like as soon as something comes through, it's like this yummy thread. And I'm continuing to follow that thread without thinking about it or editing it or trying to change it. It's amazing the wave that gets ride, the wave that one can ride and the stuff that comes through. And yeah, a lot of times when the songs come through, I feel like I'm just a fan that just gets to listen to the birth of it. It gets to be present in the room as something beyond what I can explain is happening.
Oh, I love that. Ash, tell us, what are some of your most fond memories being, you know, with Here to Here?
With Here to Here?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, one of the first things that came to me was while we were on tour this last couple of years, the first time we went out on tour, we only had about 22 shows booked, and we decided to step out on faith and be open to the possibilities. We ended up doing over 183 shows that year with only 22 booked. And one of the things that we did while we were driving is we would do these gratitude drives that were inspired by the walks I do with my roommate, Reverend Elizabeth Longo, who's the Associate Minister at Unity on the Bay in Miami. So instead of the gratitude walks, we would do gratitude drives where each of us would say things that we're grateful for. Then we'd continue with saying things that we are clear about. And then we'd continue with saying things that we valued. And there was one time when we were in Sedona with all the beautiful red rocks that we just did one where each of us just went in a circle and just said all the things that we loved about each other and that we appreciated about each other. And in that moment, it was just, just really, really sweet being there with my brothers in the band and everyone just, you know, communicating from a space of just vulnerability and intimacy and realness. And that's one of my favorite memories. Mm. We also got to sing at the Grand Canyon, and that was a really powerful moment for all of us. One of my favorite memories was performing for Deepak Chopra in Marin, the Marin Center. And then all the funny moments, because we laughed and laughed and laughed a lot. It was just hilarious, all the times we would laugh.
And that's just with your brothers on stage. So what about the fans in the audience? Tell us.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. So, well, you know, it was so beautiful seeing all the communities that are just kind of like opening up to living an abundant life, living a peaceful life. And, you know, one of my favorite moments was after every show, you know, we usually ended our show with a song called Holy. Mm-hmm. And that song is a powerful song and then leads into this chant that says, I am holy, I am whole, I am home, I am om. And then it just kind of stays into the silence, vivid awakefulness that's always present. And in that space, we would kind of walk out of the stage into the crowd. And people were just so open and so raw, and the moment was so intimate. After our shows, it was really beautiful hearing people's experiences and so much gratitude. A lot of people were thankful for the confirmation. A lot of people were thankful for the support. And a lot of people were thankful for the recognition, for seeing things in ways that they've never seen before and thinking about things in ways they've never thought before. And for me, that's always so powerful, because you know after a moment like that, no matter what circumstance they walk back into, what kind of life they walk back into, they have been changed for the good, and you never know where those seeds could lead. So it's really powerful.
I love that. Ash, you know, I attended one of your concerts at Unity on the Bay, and Holy was one of my, it is one of my favorites. Just because it just brings me this internal peace, and it makes me remember who I am and what I am about. And I remember, you know, at that concert, we didn't know one another, and someone had invited me to a poetry slam, and 2 days later, you were there.
I love it.
And we, you know,
right.
And we connected on such a on such a deep level, and and enough said. So here you are, and here I am.
Oh, I so love that.
Yeah, it was a really good story.
So enough.
Okay, so Ashley,
I love it.
Is there any final messages you'd like our listeners to hear and know about you and where you're going and what you're doing?
Well, they could connect with me on Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/AshTribe, A-S-H-T-R-I-B-E, AshTribe. And, you know, it's so beautiful to be a part of this conversation. You know, I have new music coming out, new videos coming out. I have two books that are coming through right now, one called Have You Noticed and another called The Naked Heart. And I just love that we can come together and support each other and celebrate this time of great awakening, this time of great freedom for all beings everywhere. And if there is something my heart wants to say to you, is that I am right here with you, with all that is happening in the world. Mm-hmm. And I can acknowledge that there is a light that is so bright and so powerful that all the stuff that seems to be shabby is nothing but evidence of all that is possible for our this planet.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you. Thank you so much. You were listening to Ash Ruiz from Here to Here. Thank you for listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. And as Candy would say, get out there and live life like you mean it.